With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. This is the year of Gore Vidal. He's published two books, played a role in a movie, and is the subject of a book of critical essays. One of his recent books, Screening History, issued by the Harvard University Press, is a memoir about his fascination with movies. Gore Vidal says he wanted to write about the films he saw as a child.
The movies I saw in Washington as a kid during the Depression and the pre-war period, and the war itself, and how it is that bad movies can have such a huge effect on you, both before puberty and after puberty, in your very early life. They shape you in a strange way.
Then the movies seemed special.
You only got to see the picture once. There were no cassettes, there was no TV. They were expensive, unless you came from a very rich family.
Gore Vidal says he analyzed the movies the way good readers concentrate on words.
And I knew that I was only going to see this picture once. I didn't have the money to go back and see it again. And I studied it, and I memorized it as it went along. And what I did to my psyche, I don't know. Certain things like The Prince and the Pauper are forever in my head.
The Columbia University Press has issued Writer Against the Grain, a collection of critical essays about Gore Vidal, who finds it strange reading about himself.
It's an odd feeling, always, to see yourself as others see you. But they often seem to be describing a different writer. One will be on one tack and one will be on another, and you don't connect them.
Gore Vidal has made waves with his satirical novel about the crucifixion, Live from Golgotha, published by Random House. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I'm not here to belittle the beliefs or superstitions of other people.
That's Gore Vidal, who also says he meant to ruffle the feathers of the religious right with his satirical novel, Live from Golgotha. Unlike the Islamic death sentence for Salman Rushdie, there have been few attacks on Gore Vidal for blasphemy.
Blasphemy is in a country which has a state religion. We don't have one, thanks to the First Amendment.
Gore Vidal's Live from Golgotha is a black comedy about the events surrounding the crucifixion, with NBC hoping to broadcast the event live in order to boost sagging ratings. Vidal thinks Christianity should come under greater scrutiny, especially after the events at the Republican National Convention.
We have no right to pass a law about whom you can have sex with, whether you can have an abortion, gambling, drinking, drugs, whatever.
Those laws may keep people in line, but...
But if you give them with a religious basis, like the stuff that Pat Buchanan and Pat Robertson were spieling down there in Houston, that is imposing religion on everybody else.
Random House slipped Live from Golgotha into the bookstores this fall without the usual distribution of galleys and advance reading copies.
I just didn't want anybody to read it and just put it out and to see if people would find it and would then be amused by it. I did the same thing in 1968 with Myra Breckinridge.
Gore Vidal says the party of God is the party of hate, and he hopes his novel will give heart to the party of man. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. 20 years ago, Gore Vidal played himself in Fellini's film Roma. And in the recent Tim Robbins movie, Bob Roberts, Vidal plays an aging liberal U.S. senator answering questions after an election defeat.
And I answered in the character, and as I answered, I kept thinking, what am I doing? I'm not impersonating anybody, but this isn't me. And then I realized I was playing my grandfather, Senator Gore, who at my age had lost his seat in the Senate after 30 years.
Gore Vidal has had an enormous literary output since his first book, just after World War II. He's written semi-autobiographical novels, satiric fiction, historical novels, essays, and plays.
I think of it all as the same, but obviously you shift into different gears, but it's still the same car.
Vidal says most writers write about themselves or attack a particular subject.
I like to just start with a voice. I am Myra Breckinridge, whom no man shall possess. This came thundering into my head. What was that about? I was halfway through the book before I realized that she'd been a man.
In his recent satirical novel, Live from Golgotha, Vidal depicts Jesus as a computer programmer with bad teeth who was devious in his efforts to avoid the cross.
The historical Jesus, we don't know very much about him, but we do know he was a Jew, we know he was a rabbi, and we know, since he raised an army and took the temple, that he was a Zionist.
And Vidal takes off from there in a book that some readers may find sacrilegious. Gore Vidal has also recently published Screening History, a memoir, and the Columbia University Press published a book of critical essays about Vidal, Writer Against the Grain. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.